And what does it mean by taking the refuge? It is a kind of commitment of faith. This the nature of faith in the Buddha's teaching, as you know, is not just belief. It takes different forms. In the West, they like to use the word confidence. Metaphysically, it is the inclination of the mind towards what is pure, what is wholesome, and what leads to the unconditioned and the super-minded. Mind is very powerful. Consciousness is very powerful. Given the right situation and direction, you can go very far. Take the case of Sariputta. Yes, we know Sariputta. The Buddha's chief disciple, chief in wisdom. Version of his mother. All he taught her was the veneration of the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. As a result, that she became extremely nervous. It would seem strange because you just look at the recollection of the Triple Gem, Itipiso Bhagava Arahant. You know that? Meditation? Itipiso Bhagava Arahant Samma Sambuddho Vijjaya. You know that? It is some very traditional recitation. It's just like our father, you know, Christian, you know? Something like that, equivalent. Which just enumerates the virtues of the Buddha, his teachings and his disciples. It will not seem to be anything close to Vipassana, any insight, instructions. But actually it is in there. That one would get to the level of the supramundane just by that. We have to understand that this was given by Sariputta, really an enlightened person, an arahata. So that when the mother is really has this confidence that, and is given by a person with such a mind, the confidence went all the way. So for most people, they would need to undergo a lot of systematic practice, and that would also take a lot of faith and confidence. Now, taking of refuge is said to be a commitment and establishment of faith to some degree. One type of taking refuge is formal taking of refuge, like what you're trying to do now. This is sometimes maybe more elaborate. You asked for the precepts and the refuges and it's given to you. Second is by your own volition. Some people you cannot get monks or anything, so you just take by yourself. Maybe not even a Buddha, you just Third is through the practice. When a person has gained a degree of realization, the faith establishes. And so the triple jhan faith is also established. First, within your mind, you have already set a kind of landmark. It goes to what we call decision and determination. That is as the mental state that releases consciousness and its associated states to the object. Secondly, there is a case whereby you, when doing so, establish karmic linkage. Connection is a whole set of karmic connection involved in working towards the. So when you formally take refuge, it also means you have deeper faith and commitment. You allow the mind to sense this connection. And you press the button. Nowadays, the whole world is at your feet. All in the computer. When I face the computer nowadays, I get jitters. Because the whole world is coming in. Internet. I wonder whether life was. I sometimes think life was much better than those not pre-computer days. Now I have emails and now I have wires. Keep up to you wherever you go. Because you don't carry a computer, there's a whole set of wires, you know? The telephone, there's another whole set of wires. You have a camera, there's another whole set of wires. And you lose one wire, you're in trouble. But there's always a good and not so good side of things. But in this case, it should be a good connection. And it is more in the consciousness than mental. God works in strange ways. In Buddhist they say the karma works in strange ways. Because when you have this faith in the triple jhan, you open all the channels that are connected with the Dharma, that more in access, more accessible. You know what comes about. Certain decisions in life determine certain things. Doing so, path of journey. The direction is set before you. Since you come here, this is a sort of outpost. An outpost of meditation. And outpost of vipassana meditation, insight. This is a direct way. One way road. Should not turn back. You practice vipassana before. In here? You come here. Dharma is teaching and the Sangha, the enlightened community. It all boils down to the reality and truth that is found in yourself. All down to the mindfulness that can be developed within yourself. Assistance has been cured by the medicine and the doctor. Now they become assistant doctors. And so it boils down to this medicine. There's another fire who mentions the fourth one, which is karma. And karma is action taken. You take that medicine. And I was saying this morning, thing can be very summarized in the Patikaratha Gatha, which I will give you later. Now we take the thing off and then the teacher can take it. There shouldn't be any commerce. Bali doesn't have commerce. Can you recite Bali?
No.
Then you follow me. Aham bhante.
Aham bhante.
Tisaranena saha.
Tisaranena saha.
Pancasilang.
Pancasilang.
Dhamman yacchami.
Dhamman yacchami.
Anugahan katwa.
Anugahan katwa.
Silang deta.
Silang deta.
Me bhante.
Me bhante.
Dutiyampi.
Dutiyampi.
Aham bhante.
Aham bhante.
Tisaranena saha.
Tisaranena saha.
Pancasilang.
Pancasilang.
Dhammam yacchami.
Dhammam yacchami.
Anugahan katwa.
Anugahan katwa.
Silang deta.
Silang deta.
Nebhante.
Nebhante.
Tatiyampi.
Tatiyampi.
Aham bhante.
Aham bhante.
Tisarana. Tisarana nena.
Tisarana nena.
Saha.
Saha.
Pancasilang.
Pancasilang.
Dhammam yacchami.
Dhammam yacchami.
Anugahan katwa.
Anugahan katwa.
Silang deta.
Silang deta.
Me bhante.
Me bhante.
Now this one I say, you don't recite, this is what you say by Yang aham vadami tam vadeta. You know, this is a good man who gives the patient saying, now follow after me. No. So you don't say that. You don't say, Amma Bhante.
Amma Bhante.
Now we take the salutation to the Buddha. Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Arahato.
Arahato.
Sama Sambuddhasa.
Sama Sambuddhasa.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Arahato.
Arahato.
Sama.
Sama.
Sambuddhasa.
Sambuddhasa.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Arahato.
Arahato.
Sama.
Sama.
Sambuddhasa.
Sambuddhasa.
Then speaking of fusion, Supoja. Buddhang saranam gacchami.
Buddhang saranam gacchami.
Dhammang saranam gacchami.
Dhammang saranam gacchami.
Sanghang saranam gacchami.
Sanghang saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi Buddha. Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tuyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tuyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tuyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tuyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tuyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Sisana gamanan paripunan
Amanan te
Panati pata
Panati pata
Viramani
Viramani
Sikhapadam
Sikhapadam
Sambhadiyam
Sambhadiyam
Adinnadana
Adinnadana Viramani
Sikhapadam
Sikhapadam
Sambhadiyami
Sambhadiyami
Kamesu
Kamesu
Michachara
Michachara
Viramani
Viramani
Sikhapadam
Sikhapadam
Sambhadiyami
Sambhadiyami
Musavada
Viramani Viramani
Sikhapadam
Sikhapadam
Sambhadiyami
Sambhadiyami
Sura
Sura
Merayamaccha
Merayamaccha
Pamadathana
Pamadathana
Viramani
Viramani
Sikhapadam
Sikhapadam
Sambhadiyami
Sambhadiyami
Idam me silam
Idam me silam
Maga palan yanasa
Maga palan yanasa
Pachayo bhotu
Pachayo bhotu.
This one is something I say. Apamadena sampateka
Apamadena.
There's a request for the conditioning. Do you request
for the conditioning?
The conditioning.
The conditioning?
Yeah, yes. You request that, huh?
Yes.
And then I'll be both of you.
Okay.
It's generally the Buddhist tradition, sometimes they have this effect. Starting a new life. Okay. And names can be object to identification process, which is not very healthy. One of the main problems of existential problems that causes suffering is the process of identification. I mean mine. Yes. So I give you a name to offset that process. I give you Akarika. Natural phenomena and truths of
time. Wow.
This is anatta in Pali.
Anatta.
This is
myself.
Wo. Because when you see this name, then you disappear. When you see this, time is taken away from you, and you reach a timeless state of natural phenomena. Non-self has two definitions. Non-self, this is the normal translation. There's a negative translation, which is no self. There's a more positive meaning to anatta, which is natural truth.
Wow.
So it means that it is reality which you must direct your mind to. As you do that, you remove the identification process, the process of suffering, and you become more in harmony with reality and truth. In the Buddhist teachings, there's nothing wrong with truth. It's only when you cannot accept it, because you don't know what is it, you cannot recognize it, then all the conflicts arise. Truth is not to be blamed. It's the negative tendencies. So, as a preliminary of your taking of the precepts, refuges, I just give a short discourse. And hope this should be able to last you to the last of your days. Since I'm not always here, I have to look for good advice with other good teachers here in California. Since I'm usually in Europe, once in a blue moon, I hop in. Now that's a discourse which I like, literally the verse. The verse that comes several times, three or four suttas in the Majjhima Nikaya, the middle length thing. You are aware of the Buddhist canon? Yes, sir. This is called the Bhadikaratta Gatha. Now the Bhadikaratta Gatha is confusing term. Sometimes scholars get confused by what it means. They divide the word into Bada, Eka, and Rata. Bada means auspicious. Eka, one. Rata, night. Auspicious for one night. It doesn't make any sense. So one Sri Lankan monk came up with a better idea. And this makes more sense. The Bhadikaratta Ikaratta is translated to the ideal lover of solitude. Ika means something like solitude, alone. Ratta is to the love, the root of love. Bhada means ideal lover of solitude. This is the term that is given by the Buddha to one who is always in the present, who lives in the present. This is exactly what I've been always given in the first initial instructions of Vipassana. That means to understand what it really means to be mindful, sati. Not just mindful, but right mindfulness, samma. Samma sati. Samma sometimes is translated as right. This is the original early translation for the Pali text people. So sometimes they prefer to use the word perfect. Even supreme would not be wrong. So So it is that clear awareness that leads you from a beeline from A, samsara, to nirvana. Which can be all summarized into one instruction, to be totally present. Because truth is in the present, not where else. Even the present is concept. But it's as close as possible to the present. Now coming to the gatha, it goes, Ati tanna wagamayana pati gamche anagata. Atitan nan vagamaya, that is, do not trace back to the past. Atitan nan vagamaya, patika, and do not wonder about the future. The past is gone, the future has not been reached. Pachupananca yodhaman tata tata vipasti. Vipassati means to see specially, to see clearly. That means it is, refers to vipassana, insight. He who sees clearly insight, dhamma is a state, a phenomenon, a natural truth of the presence, pachupanas presence, presently occurring natural truth. He sees with penetrative vision, insight. Asankhiran asankhipak akupak, that means invincibly, unshakably, totally convinced. Asankhutamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitamitam This is actually a summary of the whole Buddhist Vipassana practice. It's very concise. That's why I say that just to be truly present, do not think who is present, do not think what is present. The presence is good enough. And when there is this, you are as close as you can to the natural presence. Depending on the level of concentration and sharpness of mindfulness, you realize truth to that level. And once it's really present, that what follows naturally is wholesome state. When you're really present, that the mind is clear and not under delusion, arriving and just on the wrong side of the road, but he doesn't realize it. Then suddenly there's a car in front of him, then he begins, oh yes, I'm on the wrong side of the road. Hopefully it's not too late. So suddenly he's awakened for the moment. So in the same way, when you're really present, the clarity is there. And second thing with this mindfulness, when it's clear and you breathe reality and you accept reality, the mind is at peace. It's only when you cannot accept reality, the mind is disturbed. The mind is at peace. And then wholesome consciousness. So you see, there are two levels. One is the actual immediate presence of reality, the here and now. The second is a pure, clear awareness that manages your activities as best you can. So vipassana mindfulness actually refers to this part. But in meditation training, one is gradually led by different techniques from the unwholesome states, including negative illusion and all the hindrances, to the wholesome state and to the present moment of reality. And even the present is actually short of the truth. Present, when you say present moment, is also a concept. What is the present? The moment you know it, it passes away. So, past, present, future are actually concepts. But the present is closest to what is there. So, finally, the supramundane, you go beyond the present. People ask, how can you go beyond the present? Because When you just let things be as they are, anything that you know that is supposed to be present passes away. You should not cling to it. When the thing passes away, there's nothing that is present. It's only whatever reality is that cannot be. It's beyond words. That's where you get able, it's from there you can able to get liberation from conditioning. Now the following second part of the verse is Jeva ki chamaka pampo danya. Even now the effort has to be made. Who knows, death may come tomorrow. There is no compromise with the army of death. Thus one should live diligently, relentlessly, by day and by night. Such a one, the sage, the Buddha has called the ideal level of solitude. So that's where the intensive meditation comes in. Day and night, they try to be in the present moment, watching the natural processes, which are the meditation objects. And you can do that by day and by night, moment to moment. This mindfulness is like a light that cuts through the illusion. So wherever you can, just keep in the present. But this state of mind is something to be learned. Like, what is mindfulness? People read from books, have ideas of what mindfulness is. But this type of mindfulness is something that is developed, unique to the person at the time. Something you learn to look at. I remember when I first started meditation many, many years ago, 30 years ago, I didn't think I really know what he was talking about. But somehow I managed to feel my way around, and now I wonder how I got here. So anyway, with the right connection and the right literature and the right people, not too far from the track. I think it's up here. This is Bali. First he says, by my merits, by my practice, may my mind be purified. And by my practice, may it lead to Nibbana, realization. And third, by my practice, may all beings be happy. This is that. Idamme punyam asava khayavaha
asava khayavaha
hotu
hotu.
Idamme punyam
nibbanasa
nibbanasa acaya hotu
acaya hotu.
Imam no punya bhagam
imam no punya bhagam
sarva satanam unless you're going back.
Yes, I was going back.
Are you going back? Do you have anything to discuss?
I'd like to, if you want to.
You can come now. Oh, okay.
I was was here to take the refuge.
Oh, okay.
I would love to come. But my wife is expecting me back home to help with her child.
Then you can go and take me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take a 10-minute break and then start at 1:10.